like it. I think that's challenging.
Thank you.
I think that's challenging. I would, I know I was a little shy, so I like.
Everybody's
was just
shy about
humming
this.
Like very quietly.
Well,
but I think,
yeah.
Like, I'm in favor of doing that more often and hopefully becoming more comfortable with singing out. But I don't want to put that on anybody else.
Yeah,
if
it's
not
about it's not about becoming the world's greatest vocalist. It's just about coming up with it's the easiest way to see to kind of make sure you're hearing what you're playing is to sing an idea, and if you have pitch in your voice, then to be able to play it back, like, can't argue with that. That's exactly what's in your head. But yeah,
I was surprised that I was actually hitting the right notes. I didn't
You're surprised.
Expect it. Yeah, I mean, at the beginning I didn't. At the moment, I needed a couple of notes to kind of, I don't know, to tune, to
right.
recognize that, or to find. But then when I was actually singing, I was going, like, kind of, maybe I was finding the intervals, and I was singing this, kind of, playing, like, I was pretty much following the singing pretty much at the same time. I was singing and playing at the same time.
Which is what you're kind of trying to do.
Which is not that I had a melody
following.
First, and then I was playing it,
yeah.
I was playing and singing at the same
yeah.
time.
I was too distracted by, like, do I sing or not sing? I don't even know what to
yeah,
sing.
Yeah, I mean,
as
a starting point, at least as a practice thing.
It's a great idea, though, I agree.
For me, it's just sing two bars, play two bars. So I like to, especially over a, you know, talked about looping sections of tunes last time. If there's a hard section, sing over it, then play over it, and try to play what you sing, as opposed to the other way around, which is easy to happen sometimes. But I would even, you know. As a pianist, I can confirm myself too, which is an unfair advantage. I mean, if you're playing chords,
yeah.
you're not going to be able to sing anything against what you're playing because you hear that chord in your ears somewhere. So
yeah.
that's one inherent advantage. I mean, you can comfort yourself. Kinda.
Yeah.
Which leads me to a question about iReal Pro, which
yeah.
only if other people have this question. If not, then
that's,
I can address it later.
Yeah, we can. iReal Pro, you mean about the accompaniments in there?
Well, I do use it for the actual tunes, but how do you, when you want to, like, let's say, loop a four-measure phrase that you're having trouble with, and how do you plug that in into it and make your own tune? Like,
I think, yeah, we can look at that. I think you can just make it right in your own chord progression and just have it loop.
Yeah, that's what I don't really
that's
know.
That's probably
to do that.
The easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Or you could put repeat signs around it.
You can probably
to
YouTube. Like ask
you
on
also,
YouTube.
Right,
ask
you
on YouTube how to enter a melody into iReal Pro and somebody will tell you. I'm quite sure. That's
yeah.
the closest way to quickly.
Or you
it
could
out.
Yeah, I mean if you're it depends how large the section is and how
yeah.
specific. I mean if you're just trying to practice 2-5-1s, there's tons of, you know, J.P. Ebersole recordings for that. But anyways, I would with this kind of thing, I would
use a thing called Melodies now. Super cheap.
Melody Assistant?
Yeah, it's just using music
and
stuff.
And then you can play back the accompaniment? Oh, that's pretty sweet.
But you gotta
no,
put everything, it doesn't have like a canned drum beat or anything.
Oh. Well, that's still not bad. I mean,
I don't know how to do that.
What's
it called?
It's called Melody Assistant. It's like $15 to buy the program. I bought it several times over the years. But
oh, I thought you meant you lost it or
how? No, yeah,
I
upgraded a computer or whatever. You changed Windows
yeah.
to Mac to Linux to back
oh,
to Mac
yeah,
or whatever. It's totally
yeah.
worth, you know.
There's also, I mean,
yeah, when
you
just
order
it on something.
Yeah, they have a demo version that does a lot of stuff.
There's no shortage of
it's like Finale. It's the same idea as Finale.
So
and
there's also
you have a snare track, you put the snare in, you have a hats track, the hats.
So then you have the Muse score too, which is free, and you can just start
yeah.
with that.
That's what I do because I'm comfortable with it, but
how
yeah.
do you pronounce
yeah.
it in English?
No, whatever
S-E
works.
S-E
no
score.
Right
the score?
Muse score. M-U-S-E score.
Oh.
I know also if you were able to record the section that you wanted on either on iReal Pro or just a band playing the section that you wanted, you can always use a looping program like Transcribe or the Amazing Slowdown.
I have the
It's very, very easy. You just load the sample, load the audio that you want, and you can just select the sec. You select where you want it to start, where you want it to end, and it makes a loop.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice.
Does it
and
slow?
You can also,
does it
you can
lower
slow down, speed up? You can change the key.
Does it lower the pitch when it slows?
No, that's the whole point. Is that it does not.
Yeah.
Which for a long time was the issue with stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have to play
tape
along
machines.
With it. Right.
If you use a tape recorder or something, right?
Yeah, that's not gonna be a good time right there.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, so what I would just. For pianists, you can kind of comfort yourself, but I would just say.
Just shut down. Just saying.
What?
It's
and it's back.
Starting and shutting down is like three times.
Careful with the the power cord. That's what it is.
Here. What? I just turned it off because
oh,
okay.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me if it doesn't
that
again. Otherwise, you can
just
on the wire.
Yeah. Oh, you look at this.
I've never seen
this happen. It's you.
Oh, it's me.
See this?
Oh, that is totally my fault.
Yeah,
okay.
It's not me, it's the chair.
Okay. But, you know, melodic variations, how can you fit it in with the new chord? It's almost another version of that chromatone thing at that point, where you're saying, okay, how can I change one note so that it fits with the chord change that's coming next? That's another good kind of ear exercise. But it gets you away from, I'm just playing this scale over this chord, and I'm playing this scale over this chord. Which is tends to be, I mean, it's a very useful starting point, but it tends to be a trap. Because at that point, you're thinking more than you're hearing, and that's where you hit the wall pretty quickly. So, you know, modal tunes, great opportunity to do that. From there, I would probably, you know, from a practice standpoint, I would probably go to 2-5-1 progressions, because they're in one key, and they come up in almost every tune. So, I still do this, going through 2-5-1 progressions in a couple different keys, just trying to, you know, superimpose different things, try different melodic shapes, see how many ways you can get through them, because at that point, then you just plug in on whichever tune, you plug in the vocabulary that you're working on, or not plug in, that sounds too mechanical, but you can use all the vocabulary you're working on, because it's just 2-5-1 progressions in different places. That's just to kind of tie up what we were talking about last time. That's kind of, I don't know, Goody, does that kind of answer your question in terms of how you get out of this kind of thinking?
Yeah, it's the hearing part, I think, is the key, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Related. Which, I mean, you guys have been saying for ages, right? When
you
practice it at home, but then when you play,
it's
what's
hearing.
What's the term you always, like, once you get it in your ear, that's what you're talking about, right?
Right.
We were talking about that earlier, like, you know what a dominant seventh sounds like.
Right.
But do you know what a flat 13th? No.
Right, I mean.
But if you know what it sounds like, you know what notes you can play, then it makes, then they're there, and you can just pick things. And, like,
well,
I can play a melody over D minor.
Right.
You can play all kinds of stuff over D minor.
And you can hear that ahead of time.
Yeah, you can hear it ahead of time, and, oh, I don't know what to do with it, and what does
right.
it sound like? With over other chords and other all the complicated
right.
things, and it's like, not really.
Right, so that just takes time, and it takes time singing through different chord progressions, playing through different chord progressions slowly, doing a variety of those different kind of ear training things, like arpeggiating things, and doing the common tones, and then just, you know, what we were just doing is come up with a melodic shape and see how many different ways you can move it up and down, because at that point you're hearing those hinges.
Yeah.
Just, oh, right, if this goes down a half step, then it fits, and it delineates the next chord. Yeah, but there were a few moments in that go around with the same.